Large printouts of the draft maps were hung around the council chambers Monday night. Mayor Al Dwyer and councilors Nancy Strand and Rick Braun raised concerns about what they saw as some pretty basic flaws in the drawings.
Hey, I think it's disgusting, and I can't even read those things. It doesn't separate Kupanoff and Petersburg. It looks like it's one town. Like Nancy said, maybe they counted it, the whole thing, you know.
No, they look like they don't know what island Petersburg is on.
Yeah, right.
And it's down there, Mr. Mayor. This map is very confusing. One of them has them mislabeled, actually. They're confused as to where Petersburg
is. All of them are like that.
Braun noted that some versions of the maps appear to switch the locations of Petersburg, a town of about 3,000 people on Mitkoff Island, and nearby Kupernoff, a town with fewer than 30 people across the Wrangell Narrows on Kupernoff Island.
It makes me very concerned that their numbers are wrong.
The redistricting board is tasked with drawing lines to create new legislative house districts that each have roughly 17,700 residents based on the 2010 census. The census shows Southeast Alaska's population declining, and the proposals put forward by the board reflect that by reducing the number of house districts from 5 to 4. Under the board's options, Petersburg would share a new legislative house district with Wrangell, Ketchikan, Thorne Bay, Kaufman Cove, and Loring. An alternative plan for Southeast would put Petersburg in a house district with downtown Juneau instead. Given the choices, Dwyer favored being in a district with downtown Juneau over Ketchikan, while Braun said he would prefer Ketchikan. Currently, Petersburg shares a house district with Wrangell and Sitka, as well as Kupernoff. The draft maps put Kupernoff in a large house district that includes Sitka and many other smaller communities stretching from southern southeast up past Yakutat. City Clerk Kathy O'Rear pointed out some of the maps would put the city of Petersburg in one house district and the rest of Mitkoff Island in another.
I think that's something that we need to point out to them, that it'd be nice if they left our whole island at least in the same district. Otherwise, we're going to have our people at Papkeys, they're going to be voting in a different district than what the city is. And I mean, it's not that hard to pick up that extra 100, 200 people and leave it with the city.
The board's draft maps also create spread-out Senate districts that combine portions of Southeast with the interior or Southwest Alaska. Petersburg's broader Senate district could include Cordova, Valdez, and stretch all the way up to Delta Junction near Fairbanks. Another version shows Petersburg, Wrangell, and Ketchikan in a Senate district that includes Seward and Kodiak. A third option has Petersburg in a Senate district that's just in Southeast, including the rest of Juneau as well as Haines and Skagway. Overall, the council didn't seem ready to take a position as a group Monday night. Councillor Dan Hickman shared the other councillors' doubts about the redistricting board's proposals in general.
To me, the whole thing is so kind of confusing at the moment. I don't think they know what they're doing, let alone what they expect us to do.
The issue will be on the council agenda again for its meeting on the 2nd of May. The redistricting board is holding a hearing in Petersburg the following day. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.